And here in the studio, we have Alison Maiden, because it is Halloween. We're stepping it up a notch in the radio world in this studio. We have so many people here in the studio. Everyone give a yell.
Yes!
A little bit too excited for what's going to happen. Hello, Alison.
Hello, Seamus. I love your outfit. It suits you.
Thank you. I'm a giant baby today with my dummy and my nappy.
Working nappy, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, Alison, this... Obviously, you have a lot to do with the spirit world, being a psychic. So tell us about, first of all, the origins of Halloween and what this means today. Are we going to be experiencing more paranormal activities?
Well, people have been saying Halloween is American and that's what, actually, it's not. It actually originates from the Gaelic tradition of Samhain, which is changing of seasons, and it's when the veil between the two worlds is at thinnest. So it celebrates, Day of the Dead, I think, is in Spain. It's around the world this is celebrated. So when we're actually talking about this day, it's a ritualistic day of celebrating people who have actually passed over. Now, of course, it goes down to the fact that people who are living are frightened of the dead. And so the tradition sort of made its way to, well, let's make an offering. Okay, which is where the trick-or-treat comes from. Let's make an offering and leave a light on for the dead. So they used to leave the offering of food and candle inside the jack-o'-lantern because then it was protected from the wind.
Right.
So then that means that, here you go, this is outside, don't come in our house.
Right.
That makes sense. Okay.
But why would you offer food to dead people? They can't eat over there,
just their way of, well, it's like anything. You know, there are still rituals around the world that offer things to spirits, you know. So it's just an offering. It's an offering of what we can have.
Yeah.
And it's part of the harvest as well.
Now, and then I see what happened. Cheapskates like me who hate waste have come along and gone trick-or-treat. I'll take that.
I'll eat that.
I mean, Mary isn't in any state to be eating that candy. No. I'll take it.
And you know what I said? I said this earlier, Carly. If we got bad candy, or if they didn't give it to, I'd just egg their house and run away. You got to listen. If we go to a stranger's house and ask for lollies, if you don't give it to us, we egg you.
Now, before we do what we're going to do next, which is contact the dead, you mentioned the veil is thin at this time. So does that mean
much more activity is happening? And it's great. You know, because if you want to have a chat to one of your loved ones, it's a lot easier at this time of the year.
Right.
So I'm like booked.
You're ready. Yeah, you are.